Greetings. My name is Noel Deere. Welcome to today's Daily Devotion. I hope these next few minutes will encourage you as you seek to learn God's Word and abide with Christ. Our focus today is John chapter 7, verses 1 through 9. And after spending 9 days in the action-packed 6th chapter of John, we finally made it to John chapter 7. Let me read. After this, Jesus traveled in Galilee, since he did not want to travel in Judea because the Jews were trying to kill him. Now, Jesus is being very careful with his timing. It wasn't that he was seeking to avoid trouble or seeking to avoid conflict or even seeking to avoid death. He would find all of those things. But now was not the right time. There were still things that Jesus wanted to accomplish before he had his ultimate showdown with the religious leaders that would lead to his crucifixion. The main thing he wanted to accomplish was the training of the disciples. And so he chose his travel carefully, and he was careful with timing so that he could do the things that first needed to be done. Verse 2. The Jewish festival of shelters was near. So this will be about 6 months after the Passover. So there was the Passover, and then 6 months, and then the festival of shelters. Now, the Passover was mentioned in chapter 6, verse 4. So if we look at the timetable here, we can see that Jesus spent about 2 days with the large crowd. There was maybe 20,000 people at the feeding of the 5,000. Jesus taught to them for 2 days, but then really he dismisses them. And predominantly the rest of the 6 months, he spends just with his disciples, just with the 12. And I think that's significant. Jesus was committed to training this small group, to discipling the disciples so that they would be prepared to carry on the ministry once his earthly ministry concluded. Important lessons for the church there. The Festival of Shelters, that was a Jewish feast. It lasted an entire week. It commemorated the days that the Israelites wandered in the wilderness after they left Egypt and before they made it into the Promised Land, wandering in the desert, wandering in the wilderness, living in tents. Now, they celebrated this every year in September, October, as our calendar goes. This marked the gathering of the autumn harvest. It marked the harvest of the grapes. And the Jews would come to Jerusalem, many of the Jews, for an entire week. It was a time of celebration. They'd live in tents. It was an important time. Verse 3, so his brothers, Jesus' brothers, said to him, "Leave here and go to Judea so that your disciples can see your works that you are doing. For no one does anything in secret," this is still his brothers talking, "for no one does anything in secret while he's seeking public recognition. If you do these things, show yourself to the world." And then verse 5, an important little note, "For not even his brothers believed in him." Now, the first thing to note here is that Jesus had brothers. We would call them half-brothers. Why do we call them half-brothers? Well, they shared a mother with Jesus. Mary was their mother. Mary was the mother of Jesus. But Joseph was their father, and Joseph technically was not the father of Jesus, so half-brothers. Jesus, according to the Gospels, had a number of brothers, half-brothers. There was James, Joseph, Simon, not the disciple Simon, but a different Simon, and Judas. Again, not the disciple Judas, but another Judas who would later in Scripture be called Jude. Now, Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, tells us that not only did Jesus have brothers, half-brothers, but he also had sisters, half-sisters. So, large family. Now, the brothers didn't believe in Jesus. And so, their words are a little odd here. I think they're prompting him, they're challenging him. Go to the festival. If you're the Messiah, show yourself. Let's see what'll happen. And they prod him to go. But he's not going to be prodded to do anything that is not what he should be doing at the time. And we see that in the following verses. Verse 6 says, Jesus told them, "My time has not yet arrived, but your time is always at hand." Now, this is a little bit of a slam by Jesus. Jesus says, "I'm operating on the Father's calendar, and my time has not yet arrived. I'm sensitive to do the will of God when God wants me to do it. But you're not seeking to do God's will. You can just do whatever you want to, whenever you want to, but that's not me." Verse 7, "The world cannot hate you, but it does hate me because I testify about it that its works are evil." Now, this is the first time in the Gospel of John that Jesus uses the word world in a negative sense. Prior to this, the word world referred to the people that God loved. I think about John 3:16, "For God loved the world." But here it's used in a negative sense, those who hate Jesus. Now, why does he say here that people hate Jesus? Well, they hate Jesus because he points out their sin. He points out their evil. Look at verse 8. "Go up to the festival yourselves. I'm not going up to this festival because my time has not fully come." Now, that would change, we'll see in our next devotion. That'll change pretty quickly, but at least for now, my time has not come. Verse 9, "After he said these things, he stayed in Galilee." Now, what do we learn from these verses? Well, I think these verses are teaching us the importance of patience. Jesus had a mission. There was much Jesus wanted to accomplish, but he was sensitive to the Lord's timing, and he was patient. We must be patient like Jesus is patient. We must truly trust the timing of the Lord and not just our own ambition, not just our own drive to do things, whether they be good things or bad. We should trust the Lord's timing as we act. Friends, thanks for watching or listening today. If you're on YouTube, please hit the like and subscribe buttons. That really helps us get the word out. On your favorite podcasting app, just search for Pastor Noel's Daily Devotions. Further info at noeldeer.com. I hope you have a great day as you endeavor to abide in Christ.